All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the regularly scheduled Board of Supervisors meeting. It is currently about 7:28 p.m. It is Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. As many of you have just seen, we had two public hearings this evening for conditional use applications. Those meetings began at approximately 6 o'clock p.m. and just ended at about 7:28 p.m. Board did not meet in executive session tonight in order to save time, but we are about a half hour behind. So apologize for anybody that was expecting to start at 7 tonight. We fully intended to get there. Sometimes it's hard to tell how much testimony there'll be at a hearing and how many questions the board will have. So thank everybody for their understanding. So we will call this regular scheduled meeting to order. At this time, I'd ask everyone in the room to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Crispin, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo.
All right, thank you, Mr. Crispin. So all board members are present for here at the meeting, and Mr. Corrado telephonically. We will open up. The first item on our agenda is the normal visitor public comment session. So you know, for most people, we do two of those, one now, one at the end of the meeting. The only rules really are that folks introduce themselves, first name, last name, spell your name if necessary, and your address, right? So for public comment purposes, you should be a resident of the township. But we need that information in the record, and then we typically give folks 3 minutes or so to place their comment. And if you're going, I don't typically cut folks off if you're going beyond 3 minutes, but you look like you're wrapping up, we'll let you wrap up. If you're not, I will ask you to try to summarize, you know, get to the conclusion of your point so we can continue to hear from other folks and then get to items on the agenda. I will say, a general housekeeping announcement, though, for all parties here is that although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. To ensure that all comments are captured by the recording device, everybody needs to speak directly into a microphone. And these meeting minutes are also published. They're also the audio of these minutes are put out onto the township website, which just underscores the point that only one person can really speak at one time in order for everybody to, so the folks listening a week from now to the audio minutes not only know who's speaking, but they can hear what they're saying. And it is important that you speak. You pull that microphone, if you get up to speak, you pull it close so that not only is it picked up by the audio, but that people in the back of the room can hear what you're saying. We can hear everything from the speaker, but sometimes people in the back can't hear. So that is the ground rules. Anybody wishing to come to the microphone at this point, please do so, and we will recognize your time at the microphone. All right, seeing as no one is coming forward, we'll close this visitor public comment session. Again, there's a second one at the end of the meeting. That'll take us, though, to the first item on the agenda, which is consent calendar. There are three items under the consent calendar. A is the adoption of the Board of Supervisor meeting minutes for the December 19th, 2023 regular meeting, as well as the meeting minutes for our January 2nd, 2024 reorganization meeting. B is the release of the remaining balance of the performance security provided for the preliminary final lot add-on and land development plan for the Goddard School of Hershey. And C is the approval of accounts payable and the January 5th payroll and January 19th payroll. Those items are in the agenda that is at the front of the table here, so I won't read them verbatim. The board can take all of these items in one motion or all separately. That's at the discretion of the board. So at this time, I'll ask the board Is there a motion?
Provided that no one has already made a motion.
I would like to move that we adopt the consent calendar items A through C as made public by Chairman Brizzo and tonight's agenda.
Very good. Mr. Wyckoff, that's the first time we've heard that motion tonight, so is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zanuta. Any questions or discussion on the consent calendar items? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. And I will do better. I think Mr. Corrado is on like a second-time delay, so I'll give I'll add a second or two so I don't step over him here. That takes us to new business. The first item under new business is A. It's the consideration of request of Shiona 11, LLC, doing business as ZipZap, for an intermunicipal restaurant liquor license transfer from the Township of West Hanover into Derry Township. I turn this over to Mr. Armstrong.
Thank you. So with that, we'll open the public hearing. The public hearing is open. Pursuant to some other liquor license transfer hearings that you've had, the applicant is requesting the transfer liquor license number R-18024 from West Hanover Township into Derry Township to be located at 638 West Chocolate Avenue, Hershey, Pennsylvania. I do see the applicant representative here this evening. Are there any questions or comments from the board of me at this point? This is, as you're aware, prior to the applicant submitting an application to the Liquor Control Board for liquor license, or I'm not exactly sure what they're applying for, but before they proceed with that application, they need a resolution from the municipality that's receiving the liquor license approving the transfer. Pursuant to the statute, you have to hold a public hearing, which is why we're here this evening. And in the event that the request is granted or granted with conditions, that needs to be done by a written resolution by the municipality. So with that, I do believe the applicant is here as well as an attorney, so I'll hand it over to them unless there's any questions of me at this point. Okay, you just identify yourself. And
sure. Thank you, Solicitor Armstrong. Good evening, esteemed board of supervisors. My name is Evan Pappas. I'm an attorney with Tucker Arnsberg in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. And as part of my practice, I represent a lot of businesses, many of which are liquor licensees looking to expand or change their business in one way or another. We are here this evening with my client, Anoki and Sam Patel, who own Shiona 11 LLC, is the name of the business. And they have a gas station convenience store that is located at 638 West Chocolate Avenue. It's the ZipZap convenience store, which you may be familiar with. And the purpose of our being here this evening is to apply for what's called an intermunicipal liquor license transfer. When you purchase a liquor license that's not already in the township where you want to open your business, and you want to buy a license from somewhere else in Dauphin County to bring it to Derry Township, you essentially have to ask Derry Township's permission before you relocate that license from elsewhere. The license that my clients are proposing to purchase was originally located in West Hanover Township, and that business closed. The liquor license went up for sale. We're currently under agreement to purchase that liquor license, bring it to Derry Township for the convenience store, provided that this board approves the intermunicipal transfer. And once that happens, provided that it does, we would then apply to the PLCB, the Liquor Control Board, and we would need their approval as well before that license would be permitted to transfer. The license type that we're applying for here is an R license. It's what we refer to as the Applebee's license. It's a typical restaurant liquor license that allows sale of beer, wine, and liquor. And you've been to the restaurant that has that type of offering. For grocery stores, convenience stores that we've been to, and you see sales of alcohol, like Giant and Wegmans and things like that, you notice they're not selling mixed drinks to go. They're not even doing a whole lot of consumption on premise. But those convenience stores and grocery stores are using our licenses in sort of a non-traditional restaurant fashion. Unfortunately, there is no convenience store liquor license available. So if you want to sell alcohol from a supermarket or a convenience store, it has to be an R license or some other variety that you utilize. In this case, they'll be making a somewhat limited use of their R license. They don't plan. They plan to have a walk-in cooler where you can buy beer, and there won't be any sale of hard alcohol, like spirits. Do you plan to have any wine sales?
No.
Not at this time. If they wanted to in the future, you can apply for what's called a wine expanded permit. You've probably been to a convenience store where they sell beer and wine also. It would require a separate add-on to the license, but they don't plan to do that at this time. They plan to only sell malt brewed beverages, a.k.a. beer, from the location. And as part of the qualifications with the PLCB, they'll have to be what's known as a bona fide restaurant. So they'll need 30 seats for patrons to sit, and they'll need food and beverages that patrons can eat and drink while they're there. Luckily, the fact that they're already a convenience store, they have the food and beverage already established on site. They're in the process of constructing, or I should say, reorienting the interior of the store to accommodate 30 seats that they'll need. There's going to be two seating areas, one in the middle of the store that'll have 20 seats, and then another long window section facing Chocolate Avenue that will have an additional 10 seats. They're also constructing the walk-in cooler as we speak as well. So the construction is underway, and I guess if there's any questions, I tried to cover not only what the intermunicipal process is, but what our client is proposing to do here. There's not going to be entertainment. I don't expect there to be a parking issue. I don't anticipate that we're going to be attracting additional volume of vehicles just to buy a six-pack. It'll probably be the same clientele that come for gas and other convenience items. And they do have parking at the location. I was just there. There's probably at least 10 parking spots on site as it is. We are hoping that the board approves of our intermunicipal transfer. And I realize the board may ask questions, and they may take time to make their decision. If there is any discretion the board has with regard to timing, the PLCB is an agency that can take a long time to get through the process. We may have another 6 or more months ahead of us with that process. So I'm kindly asking if there's any ability to issue a decision this evening that would allow us to start that process with the PLCB as early as next week, if possible. If there are any questions from the board, I'm happy to answer, as my clients are here as well. They could also answer any questions that I can't.
I guess, Mr. Pappas, I'll ask this both of our solicitor and you, but doesn't if your clients, if they comply with the requirements, I mean, I'm thinking giant food store, they clearly sell beer, wine, and they have an area for eating. Mm-hmm. So regardless of whether they operate a convenience store, the fact is if they put in the necessary table space, right? Is there any other grounds that, I don't know what other grounds there would be for denying a transfer?
Well, I'll let your solicitor.
So the standard for denial is pretty high, and I'm not sure if others. The The issue that you just raised is more of the Liquor Control Board. They're going to look to the whether or not they have the 30 seats, whether or not they comply with the rules associated with the actual liquor license. Yours, I mean, there's a standard if the board feels that this transfer of the license to this location would have a significant detrimental impact to the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of Derry Township. Given its location or given the amount of licenses currently in the township, I'm not aware of that, but it could be present. But to your point, and I just want to make clear that any decision from this board this evening with respect to a resolution approving the requested transfer of the license, you're not granted any zoning relief, any building permit or zoning permit. So to the extent, and I haven't looked at the zoning ordinance that you're adding these seats and you're going to be serving sit-down food at this point, I don't know if that changes your use, but I would advise you to look to make sure there are no zoning issues that develop in relation to this proposed use on the property, specifically given the fact that you have 10 parking spaces.
Okay, we will do that. And that was an accurate depiction of the standard, so thank you.
That's a first for me.
Any questions then for Mr. Pappas or his clients?
Hi, Mr. Pappas.
Yes, hello.
I just wanted to check. This is new, obviously, for your clients to have a liquor license potentially at their location. I just wanted to ask that they and their staff, they're planning on making sure that everyone is trained in regards to serving alcohol.
That will be the case. I know they're responsible owners, and there's also what's known as RAMP training, the Responsible Alcohol Management Program through the PLCB, where owners and servers get training on knowing signs of intoxication, happy hour laws. There's a whole range of things that you learn, but we encourage all of our clients to go through that RAMP training, even when they're not required to. They're all good things.
Your clients are going through that training?
They're not yet, but okay. they will be once we get approval from the PLC.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do have a question. No one's been sworn in yet. What I'm going to do is probably square one of them. You just ask them to represent and testify everything that you've represented to the board, just so there is some record. Did you go through the hours of operation, or is there any? Is it? I say hours of operation of the, I guess, the facility as a whole, and then hours of operation associated with the sale of the alcohol.
Okay.
If you know.
I will need assistance from my client.
So why don't we just quickly swear whoever wants to testify in, and we'll let them.
Yep. We're going to swear them in first?
Bill swear them in, but you can pick either one of them. Stand up.
Would you raise your right hand? Do you swear a friend to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
And can you just spell your name?
Anoki, A-N-O-K-H-I, Patel, P-A-T-E-N.
So they were asking us the hours of operation of the convenience store itself.
So the convenience store hours are 6:30 to 9 p.m.
Okay.
In winter times, and in summer it's 6:30 to 10 p.m. But then on Sundays the hours are from 8 to 8.
Yeah. 8 to 8. Okay. Can everyone hear that through
now? I was going to ask you to speak into the microphone.
Could you repeat
that? Hours of operation from Monday to Friday are 6:30 to 9 p.m. in winter times, and in summer are 6:30 to 10 p.m. And on Sundays in winter are 8 to 6 p.m. and in summer is 8 to 8 p.m.
And that 8 to 6 and 8 to 8 is Saturday and Sunday?
No, just Sunday. And Saturday is 10 to, sorry. Saturday winter hours are 8 to 9.
Both summer and winter?
Yes, yeah, sorry.
Okay. And what about the hours that you proposed? Well,
It would be same hours.
And
you'd be selling the alcohol the same. There's not a different set of hours that you'd be selling the alcohol.
There may need to be a discussion regarding the morning sales, because you can't sell alcohol until 7. So there won't be sales of alcohol outside the permitted hour that you're able to sell alcohol. So, for example, they can't sell alcohol at 6:30 in the morning. They'll have to have the beer cave locked until 7 o'clock in the morning.
And, I'm sorry, could you spell your name one more time?
A-N-O-K-H-I. Patel, P-A-T-E-L.
So, Ms. Patel, you heard your attorney describe the application and everything associated with the application this evening?
Yes, sir.
If you were to testify with respect to the application, would you have testified consistent with your attorney's description?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there's nothing that your attorney represented to this board that you disagree with?
No.
Okay. And you also understand that this board isn't going to grant either your zoning permit approval or building permit approval with respect to this application. This is solely with respect to your request for the transfer of the liquor license from West Hanover into Derry.
Yes, sir. I do.
Are there any other questions from the board at this point? Do you have anything further to present?
Nothing further. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you very much. Mr. Pappas.
So now we can close the public hearing. Public hearing is closed.
Public comment.
Anyone in the public have any comment with respect to the application? Seeing none, we can close the public hearing. Is the board in a position to issue a decision this evening, approve a resolution?
All right, I'll make a motion.
I'm sorry, who did that? Was it Rick?
I'll make a motion to, right?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to the request of the Zip Zap to transfer restaurant liquor license number R's and Romeo, TAC 18024, into Derry Township, and approve and adopt the attached resolution number 2024, TAC 09. Specifically approving the liquor license transfer or room.
Motion is made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second to his motion?
Second.
Well, motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any further discussion or any questions on this motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. The motion passes unanimously, period. Thank you.
Thank you.
Solicitor Armstrong, can I go to you tomorrow for a copy of that?
Actually, I'll probably get it from Chris and I'll search it.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair. Thank you.
All right, the next item then is item B under new business is the consideration of a request of Sri Anjaneya Corporation doing business at Bollywood Indian Fusion. And if I mispronounce, please let me know. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing. For an intermunicipal restaurant liquor license transfer from the city of Harrisburg into Derry Township. Turn this over to Mr. Armstrong. And I believe we're going to follow the same format. This is essentially a public hearing within our hearing. So, Mr. Armstrong, do you want to introduce the matter? And then we'll have the applicant come up in just 1 second and introduce himself.
Sure. This is another application for a transfer of liquor license. Liquor license number... license number R-19033 from Ma Annapurna, DBA Bollywood Bar and Grill in the city of Harrisburg, to Sri Anjaneya, Corp., doing business as Bollywood Infusion for a restaurant facility within Derry Township located at 597 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Pennsylvania. Pursuant to the statute governing the transfer of liquor licenses from one municipality to the other, when there are a certain threshold of licenses, the applicant needs to receive a resolution from the receiving municipality approving the transfer of the license, which is why we're here this evening. So the public hearing has been opened. I do see, can you identify yourself for the record?
Dinesh Roy.
I'm going to ask you to, can you spell your name?
B-I-N-E-S-H.
And last name?
P-U-R-O-H-I-T.
Okay. And?
Avelino.
And I'll ask you to
spell. A-V-E-L-I-N-O.
A-V-E-L-I-N-O.
Furtado, F-U-R-T-A-D-U.
F-U-R?
T-A-D-U.
Okay. Who's going to be present? Okay, I'll just have her swear you in. Mr. Uriah?
Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
You can step forward, sir. Just make sure you speak into the microphone. Sure. What I'll ask is, you sat through the hearing immediately before yours, so do you have an understanding as to what this board is looking to hear?
Yeah.
So why don't you just present to the board what you're proposing, where, why, and if there's follow-up questions, the board and I will ask some more.
So we are seeking to transfer the liquor license that we used to have in Harrisburg downtown, transferring over to Hummelstown, Bollywood Indian Fusion, which is right down the street, next to the Shoes gas station. So easier approval if that's possible, just like the previous people said that it does take a long time for the PLCB to process the application. The sooner we get it from here, the sooner we can move forward.
And you already operate a restaurant?
Correct. We've been here for 3 years now. Yes. And before that, we were in Harrisburg for 5 years and doing business for you.
Approximately how many people can be seated in the restaurant?
In this restaurant here is more than 80 people.
And what are your current or anticipated hours of operation?
We're going to continue the same way. We open for lunch at 11:30, close at 2:30, take the rest for a couple hours, open back up at 5 p.m., close at 10 p.m.
I know there's a process you'll go through with the
control board. Yeah, the control board has their own restaurant and
training associated with selling alcohol.
And we already have this license at our own restaurant, so we already know what we're doing.
So the license that's being transferred, you used in
Harrisburg? Correct. We owned it under a different corporation. Owners are the same for that corporation, and this corporation has the same two owners.
Do you have the same staff?
Almost.
And your current operation in Derry Township does not have, you don't currently serve alcohol?
Correct.
Okay. And you said lunch 11:30 to 2:30, dinner 5 to 10?
Correct.
5 days a week or 7 days a week?
6 days a week. We close on Mondays.
Are you proposing any changes to the exterior or interior property?
No, sir.
You understand that this isn't giving you a building permit, zoning permit approval, zoning approval. This is specific to the transfer of the liquor license from the city of Harrisburg into Derry Township. Any other questions or comments from the board at this point?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Any comments from the public? Seeing none. Do you have anything else to present at this point?
No, that's it.
I think we can close the public hearing.
We'll close the public hearing, and then so you may sit down. And I'll ask the board if the board is willing to render its decision tonight. We can entertain a motion now.
All right, I'll make another motion on this one. I'd like to make a motion to approve the request of Bollywood to transfer restaurant liquor license number R Romeo Tech 19033 into Derry Township, and approve and adopt the attached resolution number 2024-TAC-10, specifically approving the liquor license transfer.
Second.
All right, very good. Motion is made by Mr. Zanuda. Is there a second to his motion?
I'll second.
The motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any further questioning or any discussion around this item? Hearing none. All those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. All right. Thank you. So, period. Motion passes. It's granted. We have the roll glasses on. Thank you very much. We appreciate your attendance tonight and your presentation.
Thank you.
You are privileged. Yes. All right, the next item on the agenda is C. It's the request for authorization to execute a letter of support for the Penn State Hershey Medical Center's Year 2 application for a Dauphin County opioid remediation grant. Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Similar to last year, as you're aware, there was a national settlement for the opioid issue within our country. There's a $26 billion national settlement that will be paid out over the course of 18 years. And in each of those 18 years, there will be grant applications probably received across the county. They are managing the distribution of those funds. If you recall, last year at this time, we had folks at the Penn State Hershey Medical Center here for a different project seeking a letter of support. They did get that letter last year from the board and ultimately made an application, and they were awarded, I think, a $75,000 grant. Tonight, Dr. Anderson is here, I think, to talk about her program. Over four, if the board has any questions to the support letter that's in your packet, I'm sure she's happy to answer any questions on the research that she's doing and all of the good things that would come from it. So I'll turn it over to Dr. Anderson.
Would you mind, Dr. Anderson? I'll just ask you to spell your name for the record, and then it would be lovely to hear about the program that you're operating, and then I don't think the board has any tough questions here, so.
I don't know. This is pretty tough. This is kind of worse than my oral board. So my name is Taffy, like the candy, T-A-F-F-Y. The last name is Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
Thank you.
And I thank you for allowing me to come to speak to you tonight. I really want to thank you even for the letter last year. We did receive $75,000 from the opioid remediation grant. We opened our maternal substance use disorder clinic in July of this year. We are up and running, bringing moms in that have opioid use disorder. And it's a one-stop shop. So I am an OBGYN as well as addiction medicine physician. I trained as an OBGYN, I'm not going to tell my age, 30 years ago, but went back and did a fellowship in addiction medicine at Hershey Medical Center. I also was the chief quality officer for the hospital for the last 2 years, but decided I wanted to go back into clinical practice to build up a program. And we actually opened in July of this year. We're bringing moms in to transition them from illicit opioid use and onto what we call medication for opioid use disorder. So either buprenorphine or methadone. And then we have a one-stop shop. So in our clinic, we have OBGYNs. They're getting trained by myself as well as Dr. Dougherty, who's our medical director. I'm the associate director for the program. We're training our physicians on how to use buprenorphine as well as methadone. Once those patients are on that medication, then they're less likely to use illicit substances. We not only have OBGYN, I'm an addiction medicine specialist, but we have a psychiatrist that we brought on board. We have behavioral health, as well as social workers and peer recovery specialists. And it's a one-stop shop. Patients don't like to go several places. What we will be able to, for this upcoming grant, we're going to be asking for $150,000. And that is because we're going to partner now with our community resources, with Baby Love, as well as Bethany Christian Services. So the three of us, in terms of organization, we're coming together because we realized over the last year, it's beyond methadone and putting them on buprenorphine. this is really a social crisis that our patients are going through. They're homeless, they have food insecurities. It is very difficult. We also understand that there's an approach to it. A lot of these patients have had trauma. So we're now incorporating trauma-informed care at Penn State Health. We're starting with the OB/GYN department because the majority of these patients that are actually using illicit drugs, they have suffered trauma. And it's actually a chemical brain disease with trauma as well as add on the opioids that they're using. We have to address their trauma. So I, not only during the fellowship in my training for addiction medicine, but I now trained in trauma to help these patients.
Well, that's, I mean, it's clearly really important work. We're grateful that you do that work. And does anybody have any questions for Dr. Anderson? I think we can, I'll go ahead and make a motion that the board authorizes the township manager to prepare and execute a letter of support for the Penn State Hershey Medical Center's opioid remediation project as discussed this evening. There's a second to my motion.
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mrs. Nunn. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion is unanimously passed. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can I leave the...
Absolutely.
Should I leave?
Thank you.
I'll leave
a couple.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. The next item on the agenda, then, is item D. It's the consideration of a time and material contract with engineering firm HRG for the completion of design work for Choctaw Square Park. Mr. Christopher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you're aware, this board approved not to exceed contract of $131,000 for the current Choctaw Park renovation designs to incorporate the new Veterans Memorial and other attributes in the park. That design budget now has met its limit, and there is still some outstanding design work that needs to be finished as we're now moving into the construction phase of the project shortly. As you know, we've had some outreach from Harmony Construction to kind of step in and help volunteer some time and effort to get this project underway. What HRG has provided to the township this evening is a time and material proposal, which basically is an hourly rate for any remaining time that's left for the project. I'm recommending that the board approve that this evening, but however, I would suggest that you put a cap on that so that I would limit it to $75,000 at this point, so that in the future, if it wouldn't happen to exceed that budget, they'd be back before this board to seek further guidance and direction as to where that project is at that point.
All right. Any questions on this item for Mr. Christman?
Mr. Christman, do you think that $75,000 will wrap it up? Is that why that number's there?
That's my hope. I didn't want it to be an open checkbook. I mean, anytime I get concerned when we have a time and material contract, that it just gives a contractor, whether they're an appointed township engineer or not, an opportunity to run the budget up. So if we put a limit on it, that $75,000, in my opinion, I think is a good ceiling for us at this point. And then if we need to come back for more, I'd like to have them come in and explain a little bit more in detail why they need more.
It's sort of a good problem in the sense that, so HRG has done a lot of work. They've done some of the work at a discounted rate to the township to help get this project designed so we can begin construction. And there's been, because we had the good fortune of having some donations and support from outside the township to build this, it did change a little bit in terms of there were things that changed in the project that HRG hadn't really scoped out when they first were authorized to begin this work. So I agree with Mr. Crispin. I think, quite frankly, that the $75,000 is more than enough to they're almost finished completely their portion of the project. We're so close to construction now. So the township is well under budget from what we expected even 6 months ago what this might cost. So it's all good news, but it does come with this additional piece that we have to push through here tonight. So I'm hopeful everybody will support it. But a good question, and I think it's a fair question to ask. I just want to give you a little background. If you're offering a motion, we'll accept it.
I will offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors authorizes the Township Manager to execute the time and material proposal submitted by HRG and dated November 21st, 2023 for the completion of design work on Chapeltown Park, but limit the scope to the amount not to exceed $75,000 without further authorization from the Board of Supervisors.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second to her motion?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any discussion or questions? Hearing none at this time. All those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everybody. The next item is E. It's the consideration of adoption of Resolution 2024-11. It's authorizing the sale and transfer of municipally owned property in accordance with the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code. And I'll defer to the Chief Warner on this item.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Police Department decommissioned patrol vehicles in 2023 due to age, depreciation, and reduced functionality as public safety vehicles. Additionally, supplemental patrol vehicle equipment was removed from these units and deemed no longer useful as the equipment was not configurable to newly purchase fleet vehicles. On December 19, 2023, the Board of Supervisors approved the advertisement for public sale of the above noted items, specifically a 2014 Ford Police Interceptor sedan that had 139,729 miles on it. ProGuard brand vehicle prisoner seat system with partition and window shields, and a Truck Vault brand SUV cargo area storage box. These items were publicly listed for sale using Municibid online auction service beginning December 26, 2023, with bids accepted until January 15th of 2024. A total of 41 bids were received for Ford sedan was drawn to Pulford, offering the highest bid of $5,301. A total of 89 bids were received for the SUV storage box, with Lance Piesecker representing Paradise Township Fire Departments, offering the highest bid of $975. And a total of 32 bids were received for the prisoner seat partition system with Victor Vega, who is a constable in the Wilkes-Barre area, offering the highest bid of $111.50.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions for the Chief? I hope we weren't distracting. We were talking about the vehicle prisoner seat system. I'm just trying to visualize what we think that is, and that's what we were talking about.
So it is a... We removed the stock seat in the back seat of those cars. There's a plastic seating area, so we can clean it up a little bit easier. Our prisoners are tidy, so we can clean that up easier. The window screens prevent prisoners from kicking the windows out, which happens from time to time. And then the partition, it protects the officer from the prisoner in the back. It's a screening device.
Thank you for that. Thanks for that description. No one up here, as you know, would know what the inside of the police vehicle would look like. That's why we're
riding along.
There were a lot of, I could hear the jokes being whispered back here. But,
that's right there. Ride along would you'd be able to see that in action.
Well, very good. Thank you. All we need is a motion at this point.
I'll offer a motion that we adopt the awarding of the sale of a 2014 Ford sedan to Ron Ford of Rossdale, PA for $5,301, a ProGuard brand prisoner seat and partition to Victor Vega of Wilkes-Barre for $111.50, and a Truck Bolt brand vehicle storage box to Lance Dexter of Paradise Township of Abbotsville, PA for $975.
All right, motion made by Mrs. Nunn. Is there a second?
One second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Sorry, Mr. Brano. Any questions or discussion? No. All right, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
The next item is F. It's the preliminary final land development plan for the Villas at the Hotel Hershey, plot 1380. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This land development plan represents the development of actually 9 new villas, not 10 as listed in my staff comments, that were originally proposed in 2007 as part of Plat 1139. Plat 1139 combined the two properties that now make up the hotel property, which contains about 226 acres. The present plat, Plat 1139 also enabled a myriad of improvements at the site, including the new grand entrance, upgraded recreational opportunities, a new restaurant building, reconstructed parking facilities, and the 20 cottages. All improvements have been completed except for 10 of the cottages, which were noted in 2007, not to be built until 2017. Much of the planning for these cottages was completed under Plat 1139. However, in 2010, we revised the stormwater management regulations requiring a revised stormwater management design. According to the plan, one central stormwater management basin is proposed for the new villas and the driveway improvements. The 10 villas that were not built were proposed to be served by 2 separate cul-de-sacs, whereas the present plan proposes a loop road. 2 other changes that are worth noting between the 2007 land development plan and the current plan are that the new land development plan proposes 3 6-bedroom cottages in place of 3 4-bedroom cottages that were previously proposed. However, the total number of cottage units is unchanged. The site's in the commercial recreational zoning district and is generally located north of the main hotel building. The proposed development will disturb about 8 acres of the 226-acre site. Public water and sewer facilities will be extended to new cottages. A sewer lift pump is required, which also requires the processing of the DEP planning module, which is the next agenda item on the agenda. Waivers are requested from the Stormwater Management Ordinance and from the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance as follows. A waiver of minimum pipe size, a waiver of the location of all the physical features within 200 feet and 50 feet, respectively, of the site, location of sensitive environmental features within the site boundary, plans and profiles of existing unaffected storm sewer conveyance systems, sanitary sewer systems, and gas and water systems, 2-foot contours within 200 feet and 50 feet of the entire site, respectively, the location of easements, right-of-ways, and covenants throughout the entire site, understanding we are in a disturbing 8 acres of 226. A waiver from the street names, right-of-ways, and cartway widths. And in each of those cases, Planning Commission and staff recommended that the waivers be granted. They're also requesting a waiver from providing sidewalks along the public streets. The Planning Commission and staff are recommending that the waiver be granted for the installation for 3,420.1 square feet feet of frontage on Boathouse Road and 304.95 feet frontage on Front Street, subject to the applicant paying the fee in lieu of sidewalk installation, which fee is calculated by the applicant in accordance with the ordinance to be estimated at $149,569.19. I'm recommending approval of Plat 1380, conditioned upon the 15 items in my department head recommendation in the staff comments.
I just have a question, chuck the sewer at the pump station, or basically a pump station, a lift station. Who is that paid for, by the applicant or the municipal authority?
I believe this is intended to be a private lift station. It'll pump to a gravity line, so it'd be paid for by the Hershey Entertainment Resorts.
So the, I'm sorry, the pump station is going to be owned by Hershey Entertainment Resorts. It will pump to the public at some point, right?
That's correct.
And I'm assuming DTMA has a, like, some type of a maintenance agreement associated with that.
Got him on the ropes right now. He's sweating.
I'm looking for DTMA's letter. I'm not sure. However, I see the consultant moving towards the mic.
I think we have a representative of the applicant here who can probably answer some of these questions.
I'll do my best. Jennifer Lee with KMW Engineers, representing Hershey Entertainment Resorts this evening. So it is intended to be a private lift station. It does empty to a gravity line. We do have review and comment from DTMA on all of that. So we've provided that comment letter, I believe, to the township.
That was really my only, I mean, honestly, I don't have any other questions about this plan. Looks like it's well thought out. I think it's smart that you went to a loop design instead of the cul-de-sacs. Those are things that you typically question in terms of safety issues with emergency vehicles, things like that. But does anybody else have any questions on this item? If not, we can just simply entertain a motion. We would need two motions, correct? One on waivers and one on the plan. So I'll go ahead and make a motion on waivers, that the waivers are granted from the Stormwater Management Ordinance and the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance, as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item, for the preliminary final land development plan for the villas at the Hotel Hershey in Plat 1380. Is there a second to my motion?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Are there any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of my motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Is there a second motion as with respect to the plan?
I'll offer that motion that the preliminary final land development plan for the villas at the Hotel Hershey, Plat 1380, is approved, subject to compliance with items 1 through 15 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda item.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second to her motion?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Are there any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. The next item is H. This involves the waivers from filing the land development plan. This is what I was confused. It's G. It's the resolution number 2024-08. For the Act 537 plan revision for the bills of Hershey. Mr. Emmerich.
Simply, I'll tell you that the Derry Township Planning Commission, at their meeting on January 9th, reviewed the planning module and had no comments. We're looking for adoption of the resolution this evening.
All right, in light of everything we've just heard and what we've seen and what was presented, are there any questions about this item? And if not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors adopts Resolution 2024-08.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any discussion, questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting the resolution, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion to adopt the resolution is approved. The next item then is H. It's the waivers from filing the land development plan. as requested by the Milton Hershey School regarding the demolition and reconstruction of a staff home at 561 Crest Lane. Mr. Avery.
The Milton Hershey School campus contains 2,785 acres of land. However, this proposal will disturb less than 1 acre. The proposal is to demolish and reconstruct a staff home located at 561 Crest Lane. Access to the site is provided by Crest Lane, which is a private street. The Milton Hershey School is proposing to construct the new staff home generally in the same location as the prior home. And the new home will utilize the existing driveway. A portion of the existing parking area is proposed to be removed, resulting in a decrease of impervious coverage by 115 square feet. Nevertheless, this activity is technically defined as land development in both the municipality's planning code and the township's subdivision and land development ordinance. Therefore, this improvement would add another residential building to the campus and technically would be land development. This proposal will not include the addition of any new roads, sidewalks, employees, or parking areas. All in all, there is nothing to be gained from the processing of a land development plan for this project. Due to all these facts, Milton Hershey School has requested a waiver from the subdivision and land development ordinance requirements for the processing of a land development plan. The Derry Township Planning Commission heard this on January 9th at their meeting and recommended that the waiver be granted, and the Dauphin County Planning Commission did not review this request.
Any questions for Mr. Habig on this particular item? It does seem pretty basic and, for all intents and purposes, really unnecessary, but therefore we'll entertain a motion. I'll go ahead and make a motion that the Board of Supervisors grants the requested waivers from sections 185-5.A and 185-5.B of the Derry Township Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance to not require a land development plan to be proposed to be processed for the Milton Hershey School to demolish the existing staff home at 561 Crest Lane and construct a new staff home generally in the same location as the prior home, and in fact, decreasing impervious coverage. Is there a second to my motion?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is I. It's the consideration of modification to the 60-foot buffer easement established by the revised preliminary final subdivision plan for Derry Woods, Phase 2 and 3. Mr. Everett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In 1999, the township approved the revised preliminary final subdivision plan for Derry Woods, Phase 2 and 3, which was known as Plat 984. One of the elements of that plan was a buffer easement prohibiting live tree removal along the eastern and southern sides of the development. The owners of lot number 40, which is located at 664 Meadow Rose Court, are proposing the construction of a detached garage approximately 36 feet from the property line and a removal of trees between the proposed garage and the property line as indicated on the stormwater plan that's in your packet and which I can also project. Township staff reviewed the plans, files, and meeting minutes of record for the Derry Woods and could not find anything that would allow disturbance in the buffer area. When this development was going through the approval process, there were numerous objectors and concessions were made by the developer. As noted in a letter from Buchart Horn in 1999, the addition of the buffer was provided to address the concerns of the adjacent property owners and the township. In accordance with consultation with Pat Armstrong, we have requested the owners of 664 Meadow Rose Court to obtain releases from Derry Woods and Stony Run Homeowners Association prior to bringing the matter before the Board of Supervisors. Releases from the HOAs are attached to the agenda item since the township was party to flat line 84, it is also appropriate for the board to authorize the disturbance of the buffer area. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors authorize disturbance of the 60-foot buffer area adjacent to 664 Meadow Rose Court to the extent shown on the detached stormwater management plan.
The only thing I would add to that potential motion, I think you also referenced, also subject to the planting of the additional trees that's referenced, but also conditional upon securing any additional consent that's necessary associated with private easement rights. Just to make sure if there is any neighboring property owner that has a private easement that we're unaware of, that it's clear that this approval is conditional upon that, and we're not going above and beyond.
So how do we know when that happens? You know, at this point, they've gotten sign-off from all of their adjacent property owners, as well as both homeowners associations. So I'm just...
It's more boots and suspenders.
I'm curious, at what point can we issue the permit for the garage? Because I'm not issuing the permit for the garage until at least the board releases the 60-foot buffer. Mm-hmm. So to have other tangential things out there makes it really difficult. John Shepherd is here tonight as the builder for the garage.
So we've obtained the signatures from all of the neighbors. So they're in full agreement of what we're asking for.
All of the immediate neighbors as well as both the HOAs?
That's correct.
John, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Just for the records, just provide the spelling of your last name so that it's clear.
John Shepherd, S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D.
John, I know the property in that lot. At the end of their property line, that is it all wooded on the other side of the property line there? That's like the stony run portion, I suppose, or else.
Well, if we could go back to the picture, Chuck, that was there on the screen.
Yeah, that's not where we're talking about.
Yeah.
I gotta like reorient there. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not the place we're looking at. So that is wooded there. There's no, and they're not, so that wooded buffer is still.
Yeah, you can see that one section right there that the neighbor, this house on the bottom, they've cut out, you can see all the, there's no trees in the buffer area right there. The next door neighbor has extended their yard into Dr. Cockwell 664's property, and they've removed the trees in that section of the buffer zone. So there are no trees there already. They've already been removed by the neighbor behind you. Do you guys have a pointer? You can go back to that screen, please, Chuck.
Sure.
Just zoom in there.
This one?
Yep. So this is the buffer zone right here.
Okay.
That's the buffer zone.
I don't think it was true.
What is this area here, Chuck? Is that the...
I think that's HOA land from the adjacent...
Okay, that's the HOA land. So then the buffer zone is this section right in here. Correct, Chuck?
Yes.
That's it right there. So that, there's a lot of trees. I mean, it's a lot of these trees are very small. A lot of the other trees have already been removed. So what's your question then, Chris?
Yeah, what I was just trying to figure out, like, so for instance, that property that's below right
this
there.
This one right here?
Is that one of the folks who signed off?
Yes. We got signature from this homeowner, that homeowner, that homeowner, that homeowner, the one there, you know, the one there, and the one there. Yeah. We got homeowner signatures from all these people right here.
Yeah, that's what I think was key for all of us to be able to visualize. And in addition, you got the sign-off
from both homeowners associations.
Both homeowners associations.
That's right. So there isn't anybody that's affected by this little piece of ground here, except for these people that have already signed off.
I went through all the information. I didn't seem like there had to be a lot of trees. It doesn't sound like there's a lot of trees coming down.
No, we only had to take down one tree.
Yeah.
We have to take down one tree, and we have to take down five hemlocks that were planted by the homeowner maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah.
We're taking down one tree, and then we're installing all of this new landscaping all in there. So we're actually increasing the density of what the buffer zone should have been.
How many trees are you planning on replanting?
I can hold this, right? It's 8 trees. We're taking down one and we're planting 8.
What kind? Deciduous, I hope? Native deciduous?
Yes. I know that the homeowner has requested that we plant things that the deer won't eat. That's the only thing that trees and other low growth items that the deer won't consume. And they suggested like holly for the plants that are not trees.
I was hoping for something else, but that's okay.
Honestly, nobody cares what we plant. I mean, if you want me to plant something else, that's fine. But we were...
You bring up a good point with the deer eating it.
Yeah, the deer eat everything back there.
What age of the trees are you planting? Like 5-year trees, 3-year trees?
Yeah, they're diameter, yeah, like something like that. Two and a half, three inch diameter trees. Yes.
You know, oak, birch, something native to the area.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anybody else have any questions for either Mr. Shepherd or Mr. Emmerich? If not, we can entertain.
I move that the Board of Supervisors hereby authorize a disturbance of the buffer area adjacent to 664 Meadow Rose Court to the extent shown on the attached stormwater plan, conditional upon the owners of 664 Meadow Rose Court planting trees as indicated on said plan.
I'll second.
All right, motion made by Mr. Wyckoff and seconded by Mr. Zabuda. I would just point out that I appreciate that there was... that all of the homeowners were contacted, both in the neighborhood, behind the neighborhood, and the homeowners. It makes it a lot easier, Mr. Shepherd, as you know, to make decisions up here when we realize that everybody has been consulted and they are okay. So thank you for doing that. Thank you, Cockcross, for doing that. With that, I just had to remember where I was. If there are no other questions or discussion, all in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And it looks like the last item of new business is J. It's the request for authorization to execute a bid proposal for groundwater sampling and analysis for landfill for calendar years 2024-2025, and that's Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The township is required by permit with DEP to conduct groundwater sampling and analysis of the landfill on an orderly basis to stay in compliance with all the requirements. On January 17th, bids were advertised and accepted for that groundwater sampling and analysis. We received requests for 5 bid proposals. We received 1 completed bid on that day. The annual bid price for year 2024 is $26,816 annually for 2024, and is proposed for a possible increase in 25 to be consistent with the DPI. The previous contract price was $25,172, and funding is allocated for this testing in the 2024 solid waste fund of the general fund. So we're recommending approval of the proposal for suburban testing lab.
Yeah. Any questions for Mr. Clark? Yeah, this is required by our permit at the landfill. I'm familiar with suburban testing labs and quality commercial testing laboratory, so I'll go ahead and make a motion. The Board of Supervisors authorize the contract for the groundwater sampling and analysis to be awarded to suburban testing labs in the amount of $26,816 for 2024 and pricing as proposed for 2025. Is there a second to my motion?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zanuta. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. And that concludes the items under new business. The next item is Supervisor Board or Committee Reports. We'll go to Mr. Zanuta, then we'll ask Mr. Corrado if he has any report, and then it would be Mr. Wyckoff and myself. Mr. Zanuta.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have nothing tonight. We did, however, we did have a transportation meeting earlier this morning, and I think Ms. Nutt will give the update on that.
All right, Mr. Corrado, any Supervisor Board or Committee Report?
Corrado will be doing our DTMA report. That is all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mrs. Nutt.
Supervisor Zanuta noted, he and I both were participants on the transportation group call this morning. We discussed a number of projects heading into this year, including the events at the AG&R facilities. Our plan is to mitigate them the same way we have in years past with communications with the online traffic devices and closing down the slip lane when the ticket sales get beyond 15,000 tickets. We also talked about a number of pedestrian safety initiatives, including Chocolate and Ridge, which has been a continual point of interest from the community and from this board. So we talked about some new ways that we can add to pedestrian safety moving into this year, as well as a number of other DTMA projects and road projects in and around the township, all across the township, downtown, Walton Hill Road. So lots of good things that we are looking at getting done this year. Did I miss anything?
Yep, you did better than I do.
Okay. All right, so that's all I have. Oh, we did have a library board meeting last week, so Jeff Fine led us through that. We have two new library board members, so Mr. Russo and I were at that meeting, so those are the two meetings that we had to start off the new year, library and transportation. And that's it.
Thank you, Mrs. Nutt. Mr. Wyckoff?
As Mr. Corrado noted, the Derry Township Municipal Authority met last night. There was a reorganization of officers. We received an update on the Clearwater plant. They were able to start it up, and it's been commissioned. We're just waiting for approval from PPL to start putting electricity into the grid. So it's really a fascinating project, and it's going well. DTMA also applied for a PennVest grant to improve the biosolids facility. We received updates on stormwater improvements at Bullfrog Ridge, Spring Creek, Shank. Everything is moving according to plan and expected to complete on time. So everything is great at DTMA. All right,
very good. And I've just asked Mrs. Jacobi, and I was not able to attend the 7:30 a.m. library endowment board meeting. Do we have a new chair, or is it?
Yeah, the new chair is Darby Malenko.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I wasn't there. Is there any particular report out that you'd like to give for that and for the endowment board?
Sure. So one of the most exciting things the endowment board did was they voted to approve their latest slate of purchases for the endowment. So one of the things they'll be doing is doing a facelift for our meeting rooms. There's a couple of things that need to be replaced and repaired in there, and so we're doing that because that's primarily focused around programming. And the other thing I'm very excited about is we're going to start loaning video games to the library as well as a library of things. So think of it as something you might borrow from your neighbor or anything you might need all the time. So, for example, you don't need your knife sharpener all the time, but when you do need it, you need it. But you could always borrow one from the library, use it, and then bring it back. So the endowment will be providing
snowblower. Can I get a snowblower?
Is it chainsaw?
That doesn't fit with your book, John.
Well, thank you for the update. I apologize. Sometimes everybody's schedules are crazy. I apologize for not being on that this morning. All right, very good. All right, we'll move to departmental reports, and we'll go to Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just want to kind of put the word out, give a reminder, February 3rd, Saturday, the Hershey Bears game that evening will be an appreciation for first responders. So we'll have various first responders holding the flag at, on the ice pregame. We'll be involved in some pregame ceremonies. And then there'll be many first responders there at the game as well. Prior to that, on the same day, actually, at 1 o'clock, will be the annual Cops for Cops charity hockey game. That's was organized by retired Chief of Police Pat O'Rourke, and has been held for several years. And they raise money through that event that goes to the families of fallen officers in Pennsylvania. So in 2023, nationwide, we had 124 officers that died in the line of duty. 47 of those to gunfire in 2023, which is a little bit higher than usual. Several of those were ambush attacks. So the ambush attacks on police officers continue to rise. Five of those officers were from Pennsylvania, so the game will be to raise money for the families of those five officers that were killed in 2023.
Thank you, Chief. Public Works, Mr. Byron.
We are in the process of cleaning up and repairing any needed repairs from the two snowstorms that we had. And tomorrow we're going to start, get deliveries in to restock the salt building. So that's pretty much what we're geared to at this point. And Allison, that's my pocket knife, if you should.
Thank you.
That's all I have. All
right. Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
In addition to the endowment, we'll also be hosting on Saturday, January 27th, MIME Bill Bowers will be performing at the library. And then for anyone who has missed playing with Legos since they were a kid, we also have Bricks and Brews coming up at Troves on Monday, January 29th. We give a theme, we bring the bricks, you can come and get some beer, and then sit down and play with Legos for a little bit. It's really fun.
So I don't think I could do Legos really well and drink beer.
It's awesome. You should go.
Excellent. Thank you, Allison. Parks and Rec, Mr. Jackson.
Just we are beginning our preparations for seasonal hiring. I know it's hard to believe, but we're going to start interviews for lifeguards, facility attendants, and concession attendants starting in early February. So if you know anybody looking for seasonal employment, please send them our way.
Township Engineer.
Hey, just to elaborate a little bit on what Ms. Nunn mentioned earlier with the at the intersection of Chocolate and Ridge, we did receive recently PennDOT approval to implement some pedestrian enhancements there. That's going to include a leading pedestrian interval, which it provides the walking symbol to cross Chocolate Avenue prior to giving the green light for vehicular traffic. It gives the pedestrians a little bit of a head start to establish themselves out in the crosswalk prior to the green light. In conjunction with that, we're also extending the walk time to allow for maybe slower walking speeds crossing the intersection, and also installing no turn on red signs for all approaches to minimize potential conflicts with turning vehicles and crossing pedestrians.
That's perfect.
Still need to go through then and update the signal plan and total it'll be a couple months before it's actually implemented, but PennDOT has approved the concept.
Really do, I mean, knock on wood, but that really sounds like it would address many of the issues that we've experienced there over the years. So it's a great kudos to everyone.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great enhancement there.
Mr. Everett, Community Development.
Thank you. So if I tell my wife I'm going to a library event with Legos, do I have to tell her where? Just asking for a friend. Pat and I were talking. We have the physical therapy text amendment that's working its way through the Planning Commission. It's actually scheduled for the February 6th Planning Commission meeting. At the end of one of your prior meetings, when I scheduled about five or six hearings, We had tentatively scheduled the hearing for the physical therapy for February 27th. We're just looking for confirmation that the board would like to have that without not yet knowing Planning Commission comments. Is that a fair summary, Pat?
Yeah, I think we weren't. I wasn't sure if you at that meeting authorized it to be advertised for a hearing, or if you wanted to send it to the PCs and then consider it once you have those comments. So we wanted, before we just advertise it, I want to make sure we have the correct direction.
So
we're
Yes.
We should.
We move.
Yeah, it's the ninth, right? That was the ninth.
The sixth.
It sounded to me like, based on the conversation, discussion at the meeting that night, that this board probably feels pretty comfortable scheduling for the 27th, and we'll have the meeting. We should have the meeting minutes for the planning commissions before then anyway, but I think everybody was pretty supportive of what they heard that night.
Okay.
When is it?
February 27th.
We have two hearings that night?
Yes.
David says yes.
Yes, you will also hear a conditional use application for a property in the general commercial zoning district.
That's two hearings on. We have one hearing next, or on the 13th, then, right? Or two, because of the continuance tonight.
So continuance tonight, plus the setbacks and master plan amendments.
So we're going to start at 6 for the setbacks.
And then on the 27th, is that the date that we continued the 911 May Street to? So we.
No.
Okay.
Next week, or the next meeting.
Gotcha.
So I was trying to get straightened out here so I can put my calendar. So we have two hearings on the 13th and two hearings on the 27th. Thank you.
And maybe even technically three hearings because we're running the two ordinances.
Don't confuse you.
Together. Okay. There's one other item, then, too, for the shared path easement.
Yeah, two other quick items. One, if you recall, the Project Milton land development plan, they have been waiting for revisions back from PennDOT on what PennDOT's calling a shared path use agreement, and that's tied to the HOP application agreement that you previously authorized. They just received the revised version of the shared path use agreement back from PennDOT. It was last week. So now we're at a point where we can move forward with both the HOP application agreement and the shared path use agreement with PennDOT, both of which you've already conditionally approved, subject to the revisions in a manner satisfactory to Chuck and I. And we received those. So just as an FYI, you'll probably be asked to execute these at some point. You've already authorized it, just as an FYI, they're ready now, or soon to be ready in final form for execution. And then the other one, very similar, the deed for West End Avenue. You already approved the resolution with respect to the acceptance of that road. It was subject to a number of conditions that they needed to tie down. We did, I think, as of late as last week, we received a letter of credit. We received title commitment. I think it's pretty much ready for execution. So again, nothing for you to act on tonight, just as an FYI. The deed, the maintenance agreement, all of those documents are going to be ready for execution, and I'm sure either Chuck or Janelle will be reaching out to Chris to have them signed. But that's all. Nothing to act on, just quick FYI.
So I tag team with Pat tonight. That's
thank
all
you.
I have.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck. Mr. Chrisman, Township Manager.
I have no report. Thank you.
Just, Pat, do you recall when the hearing is on the Linlow Properties appeal?
The hearing?
Is there a hearing scheduled? I thought for some reason that Peter had said that there was the hearing in January.
There's not going to be a hearing before you. It'll probably start with a status conference before the judge that's hearing the case. I have not seen a scheduling order. What I can do is I can check with Peter and see if there's been something issued yet.
Okay.
and I'll circulate it, we'll circulate it to the board once we get that definitive date. But typically, the first date for the judge is going to be SAP's court. Scheduling order, you know, letting everyone know when he's expecting to get the briefs filed, what you should have.
I don't know, there's no rush. Just if Peter could just keep us updated on any of those events, just so that we know. Just to say, so we can stay on top of that process. All right, that concludes the departmental reports. This is the second and last opportunity for visitor public comment, so this is the time to come forward again. Same rules as last time, you just got to state your first name, last name, and address, and then try to keep it to 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is Tom Patrisco. I live on Fiddler's Elbow Road. And I want to know about waste management and their non-performance. They didn't pick our trash up last Friday when it was snowing.
Yeah, but we'll have to...
You try and call their phone number, you get a recording all the time.
Okay. Well, we can look into that. Did you call the township?
Yeah, she told me to come to the meeting.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm sorry that you had to sit there and wait hours to say that. That's it. I'm glad. We should know. The right course of action is to contact the township if after you've contacted waste management you haven't gotten acceptable service. There were a few other people that we were made aware of that had complaints, and I think there was some miscommunication. They could have been more clear with pickup times and how the holiday and the snow storms impacted the pickup. So let us look into that, and whatever the answer is, we'll certainly make it public.
You know, I think you should have the general manager come to the meeting.
Yeah. Well, we've done, and you know, quite frankly, in the past, we've done that when we found that there was a pattern of unacceptable sort of service. So I do appreciate you coming forward. I'm sorry that you waited for the whole meeting to tell us that, but it is good to know. And we'll look into it, and then what we'll do is we'll put something in our weekly email news that sort of, if there's anything to put in there about, hey, this is what happened, we'll put it in there.
We actually did. We did post it on our website, and we posted in the e-news, because we did want residents to know that there would be a delay. So we've been updating our website.
Did waste management contact residents?
They did. I don't know if they contacted the residents, but we have been putting it. It's on our front page of our website, and I've been putting it in the news.
Okay.
So we want residents to be aware.
That's good to know, Becky. We'll still put whatever follow-up we have with waste management in there.
I keep updating them. I just updated on the 22nd.
But I do think if there's going to be an interruption in service, they really should be, contacting the residents. Because, I'm a resident, and I wouldn't have looked at the township website. I would have been waiting for a call from waste management or calling, like this gentleman.
They actually lower a rebate for non-performance.
Yeah. We've talked about that before under the contract. It would be very difficult to argue for a rebate. One incident.
Or I think we asked a couple of years ago when Tom Stack was around, they would call people that delays were going to affect. They promised they would.
Okay.
But
because it's not the first time it's happened over the years. So,
oh, they're famous. They always leave the lids open when it's raining or snowing on the trash cans.
What's your regular day of delivery? Or
ours is Friday.
Well, just so you know, you do get doubled this week. So.
Yeah.
You can put double the trash out Thursday and Friday.
But, so, I don't know that. Shouldn't waste management should be telling me that? Or
they should, but if you did put it on our website.
Yeah, but it shouldn't. I appreciate that we're doing really good stuff by putting stuff on our website, but I think that waste management, I mean, that's contemplated in the contract that we have with them. I would think that kind of follow-up, they could do a robocall. Something, right, to residents, because I wouldn't have known that. And I do have a ton of stuff to put out, actually.
They usually do robocalls for holidays, but we haven't been getting any lately.
Yeah, I think they promised you a couple of years ago.
Thank you for bringing it forward. I obviously, you're not the only one that had that problem, but I'm glad you came out and let us know. And we will just give us today or tomorrow to tomorrow to look into it and contact them.
I don't think they ever work overtime to catch up.
Yeah, it's. I think that the part of it is the schedule they keep. I don't think they have a lot of flexibility in the schedule with the routes that they have and all the different municipalities they serve. But as we said to them the last time they had an incident like this, is just communicate with the residents so we know, right? Like, if we know what that there's a problem, and during COVID there was a problem, they were short-staffed. And,
right.
But we just asked, like, if you let us know, people are pretty understanding if we know in advance. So we'll get on that, and thank you for bringing it out to us.
May I ask the spelling of your last name, sir?
Petrisko.
Thank you.
We should probably give you a reward also for staying, being here since, what, have you been here since 6?
7.
Well, thank you.
You don't have any snacks. So.
No, if they did, we'd be eating them up here, right? That's no problem. All right, is anybody else? All right, seeing as no one else has come forward, we will close the visitor public comment session, and we'll move to the next item, which is adjournment. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
All right, is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion first and seconded. All in favor, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? The ayes have it. Motion is adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, staff and residents.